Okay, I'm Marilyn Tortorelli. I'm with Morrison & Gee Associates. I'm representing the engineers, planners, and surveyors for this project. Unfortunately, Karen McJunkin, I was telling before somebody came, got stuck in traffic, so she's not going to make it, but she said she will call you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted me to make sure I let you all know that. It's 6 o'clock. This meeting is actually for 1460 Dorsey Road. We're in the site development phase, but this meeting is specifically for environmental modifications that we had to request.
Mm-hmm.
What happened, we didn't have these when we first met with you,
mm-hmm.
and then over the last probably 6 to 8 months, State Highway's doing some improvements out here.
Right.
So we've been working back and forth with State Highway on what the best way to do some of the improvements, and part of that was to install an outfall in this location. So I'll go into more detail about that, but because the outfall is into like a, it's into a stream, wetland, and a floodplain, Anne Arundel County requires us to ask for modifications, which is a request just saying, can I impact this area to build this infrastructure?
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to approve it. Now, besides that, you also need a permit from MDE. So tonight's meeting is specifically on modifications. So I'm not going to go through the whole project again. I'm just going to go through the modifications and just a brief explanation of the site. So you're seeing a couple things here. This is the project. It's this odd sort of triangular shape with the little nub. That's the project, 6.92 acres. This is the just the existing conditions the way it is today. The old house site was up here with the driveway connection to Dorsey Road, the churches, this location, parking, and then the entrance to the apartments across the street. So it's just to give you a... This one is the developed conditions where we are right now today. It's 90 back-to-back units. We've been working back and forth with the county and the state. We have forest conservation in this location, this gray color that you see there and in the back, connecting into the sewer, extending the sewer. We have water through the site. But one of the things for us is we need an adequate outfall for our stormwater management. So when you come up and you can see the project, you'll see these small facilities that have a sort of a hatch on them.
Mm-hmm.
Those facilities are what they call ESD, stormwater management facilities. They're small quality management facilities that are only about 18 inches deep. Water goes in them, they're treated, and then they have to come out a pipe system. So we have this storm drain system, which is this darker pipe that you see with the little dashes. So half the site goes to a state inlet on the west side, sort of west side. And then the rest of it goes to this floodplain.
Okay.
So what we're doing is we have a modification in 1771. It's to Article 176401 to have an impact to the wetland buffer. And again, when you come up, the wetland is this hatch with a little, looks like a little shrub in it.
Mm-hmm.
The wetland is here. We're not in the wetland, but there's a 25-foot wetland buffer required around wetlands in Maryland.
Right.
And so there's a 25-foot buffer that's located here. So we're creating a new outfall. The pipe that comes from your property,
mm-hmm.
is the one right next to it. There's a 36-inch pipe here.
Okay.
That's the one that comes from that whole retrofit that they did that, you
mm-hmm.
know, comes down and then goes under the road and it comes out right there. So we're like right next to it. So we have, with that, we have 426 square feet of wetland buffer impact. We also had to ask for a modification, 17772 to 176402 for stream impact, because it's hard to see here, but there's a U.S. line. They're called Waters of the U.S. in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
They're at the actual stream, so our riprap in the headwall is right into that stream, because the whole idea is it'll come in and it'll drain down the stream through that floodplain that goes through the apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third modification that we had to ask for, which was is for its number is F25-001. It's Article 16 to 202B. It's for floodplain disturbance. And again, it's hard for you guys to see here, but this double dash line right here, And right here, it's all this land is the Anne Arundel County floodplain. So Anne Arundel County owns it. Mm-hmm. When the apartment did their work, they dedicated and deeded it to the county. So we have to ask for a modification to impact 294 square feet of that floodplain. And if I didn't say, the stream impact is literally only 20 feet. So for us to get this little outfall, and we have to go through those three modifications. We also have a permit application into MDE to permit it. Now, one thing I do want to talk about is, like I said, we've been going back and forth with the state. Originally, when we talked to the state, they had like different plans, but recently they have given us more plans. And I don't know if they're talking about put a bike lane in. And one of the things that might happen between now and when we finalize this is they want to put in two, have you seen the plans that they want to do? They want to put in two, I want to say they were 48-inch pipes right next to the 36-inch pipe to help with the drainage.
Okay.
Two pipes will help. It'll get more water out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So in doing that, they're just like in the process of designing that right now. The one thing that they suggested that we make a change to our plan is to actually, instead of create another outfall, because then you'd have three of them, right? You'd have our new one, the existing, and then the two that they would install. Ultimately, what they would do is they'd install those two 48-inch pipes and take the 36-inch out. So you wouldn't have three pipes there.
Oh.
But you still will, but for a time being, because they can't close it until they put the new pipes in. So one thing that we might end up doing is they said that we could temporarily take this storm drain pipe and tie into that 36-inch culvert. And that would just be a temporary measure. They also asked for us to put two inlets to help with the drainage on the road so it would pick up some of the runoff that's in the road. And then when they come in, because they're going to follow us, they would then come in and put the two larger pipes in, and then they would tie that storm drain into the larger pipes and take the 36-inch out. If that happens, we won't ever build this, but we don't know. It's hard with state highway. Like, their timing doesn't always work with ours. So we've been going back and forth, multiple meetings, trying to work out how this is going to be handled. So this meeting is for this impact, but I just want to put it on the record that it's potentially that may not even happen. We might end up extending it to 36, and then the state will do all the other work. They're also, I think they're water line out also into the road because I think it goes into your property. They have a whole big plan of stuff.
A whole big plan. Right.
Yeah.
He's going to talk to us to,
tomorrow.
The state?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's what you're probably going to find. And hopefully they'll show you some plans.
Right.
But yeah, because the water line in this area is really strange. I'm not sure why it was built. Normally they're built in the road. But we had a utility locator, you know, locate all this stuff in the road. And it's not actually all in the road. We have fiber optic, underground electric. We have overlined. You know, there's a ton of stuff going on through here. You have the same thing on your property.
Right.
But the water line came up the road and then does this little, kind of goes off into this area. Straighten that out as part of these improvements is my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that's what they're going over with you tomorrow is all the things that they're, and they want to put a bike lane in that goes all the way down.
They want to put a bike lane in here too?
Yeah.
I don't know. That is, I don't see where they're going to get that.
It's tight.
I mean, that road is there. They're
coming off Dorset Road. I come off Dorset Road coming to church. I have to get in the far right lane and then come over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he'll have to explain it to us tomorrow, because they're supposed to try to get what, you know, we need a turn lane, and they're going to try to put a bike lane down there.
I mean, that's what their current plan is, right. So I'm assuming they're going to show you that all tomorrow.
They ain't going to have
we
that
are,
bike lane.
But we are widening the road a little bit from here down, so does give a little bit more room for a bike lane, but again, I don't know how this holds.
Yeah.
So would they give us a turn lane to go into the church?
I don't know. I've only seen, they've shared, it wasn't even like a full set of plans. They shared a plan with this whole storm drain thing so that we could coordinate. I haven't like actually seen the full thing.
Yeah,
so I'm not sure exactly what's happening with all the lanes and the striping, but we have a lot of plans to do things out here.
So they're gonna come in and dig the ground up again. You're talking about they put up
right here?
Yeah.
But you're talking about going, they're going under, they're going to go under Dorsey with that pipe.
Right? Correct. There'll be two pipes that go connect to that drainageway that runs through your property. Two pipes that would come over and then would tie into the stream over here. And they're bigger, so you shouldn't have any backups from it, because I think you guys get some water that backs up.
So it's going to pump naturally over to the other
side? Yeah, it's going to all go by gravity. It'll flow down through those pipes and through this floodplain and get off your property that way, so that you don't have all that backup going in there.
So the pipe's going to be over on 1440 property. I thought it was on the road.
It's going to be well, you know where that drain is right now, right?
Right.
It's right next to it.
It's going to be right next to it.
So they have two different sets of pipes there.
Yeah.
Well, they'll take the old one out eventually. They can't take it out until they build the new ones.
Mm. And like they put that one in.
Yeah, I know. They did that with all this, right? Uh-huh. But I guess they've done studies and it's not big enough for flooding and stuff. So this is my understanding from them, is that they will build those two. And I might be saying it wrong, but I thought they were like 40 or 42, 46 inch pipe that will go in, and they'll take that one. Which should definitely help with the drainage, yes.
Once they install it, are they going to test that runoff before the water running off, before
it doesn't come back to us? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not.
Are they going to have some kind of way they're going to test the water coming down through the stream?
Coming down here.
From the neighborhood.
Uh-huh, and then going into here. They don't normally, for storm, like, runoff, is there an issue that you would like?
I'm just wondering if the water's going to back up on us if it's a bad rainstorm or something.
Oh, well, no. What should happen when they do this improvement, a couple things will happen. If we put the inlets in, that'll capture water before it goes on your property. Because we're putting a curb in. So the water won't run off into your property anymore. So there'll be a curb here, and we're going to install two inlets that will... any water in the road will get into them.
Okay.
They'll go into this pipe, and then they'll go into the outfall. It will never come back to your property.
Okay.
And so between that and the bigger pipes, you should have less
water
on your property. It should help with flooding or anything. I mean, did you get a backup the other night? I mean, it was about an inch of rain.
Did you get anything?
It's backing up. That ain't fixed. That pipe in the front and always back
up. Oh, really?
Because
so
when they install it, they install it where the water goes down in the ground. And once the ground gets full, then it comes up. It
comes back.
So when that's full, then the water don't have nowhere to go but back up.
Yeah. That's probably why they're putting two pipes in. They're going to replace one smaller pipe with two larger pipes, probably to get their water to run through it better. So that's the plan right now. Like I said, I haven't seen final engineering plans. They'd probably give you a schedule.
Yeah.
I mean,
have you ever heard anything like that before?
Yeah, we do that all the time, where we'll replace a smaller pipe with bigger ones.
No, I'm talking about water got to fill up the rocks before it flows downstream.
Oh, it depends on the slopes and stuff. Sometimes that will happen, but most of the time, no, it goes through the pipe. And gets out of the site. So I don't know the situation exactly, but I do know they did a bunch of work here. That was a county, wasn't it?
That was a county.
Yeah,
that
was
a county
that did all that.
Yeah.
I remember seeing pictures before and after. It definitely helps, I think. Maybe just not enough. And that must be why state's looking at doing more.
Okay. We supposed to talk to him tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. The water that's coming off that hill out back of the church.
This one? We're right here.
Yeah, back here.
Well, so actually this development will help. You're getting run off like this, right?
Right. It's coming off the side.
And from what I can tell, you don't have like a swale or anything along the drive, so it's probably running right across the drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a drain at the parking lot.
Yeah, so what will happen when this is built, you see these facilities here,
mm-hmm.
they're going to actually capture any runoff. So what this will actually put less water on your property, because you won't get the water from the hill up here. All you get is the water on the hill on your property. So it should help your runoff.
Right now, it's just coming down.
Yeah, just
right in. And it'll hopefully run into that.
Right, but see, this is the back part of the church. Right. You're talking about the front. This is the front of the church where we're right here with the back.
I'm talking about that hill.
Back here. But this is the hill back here. That's the one on the one side. This is the back side of our parking lot. And this is kind of talking about the back side of the church. This is where she...
Right. Yeah, well, this should help this area. It won't help, unfortunately.
I'll say
that's a big hill. Yeah, that's a lot of...
Yeah, side of the hill coming up more. That's off that and then off from bridge coming down there. That's all right.
So when you clean that property, you taking out the old pines or you gonna just let them keep falling down?
Are you talking about along here? They're all coming out. Not on their property, but on...
I'm saying back of that parking lot.
No, we're not. This is the park. This is our. Well, we got all them trees back up here. This is ours.
Right.
They're gonna deal with trees over here.
Yeah,
they're leaving the trees up here.
Right.
But these trees that we see falling down behind us, they're right.
They're not on our property.
The only ones
So who land it then?
What's that?
The ones where them trees then.
That's ours.
That's
ours.
That's
us. That's St. Mark. Oh, St. Mark.
You said you talking about them, Charles.
St. Mark.
That's St. Mark.
Y'all got to get them.
Yeah, I mean, sooner or later, we'll be talking about that.
These are rats.
They all trees.
Go ahead. I know they're falling down.
Oh, yeah, they fall down.
Pines on hillsides aren't good.
But it's, I mean, if you look there the day I'm going down 95, you look through everybody's woods, all the trees are falling down.
Yeah, I don't know why everything's dying.
Because that's not pollution. The environment's killing.
The trees are dying.
They're dying.
100-some years.
Yeah, but now trees ain't never die like they die.
Yeah, I'm supposed to die.
Trees
are dying. Are y'all going to create a green space between our property line and y'all's?
Right here?
Yeah. Trees or whatever.
I didn't bring that plan, but we are planting trees. There's a ton of trees planted all throughout this area in the front. Any space you see that's not a building or parking will have a tree.
You'll have a tree in it. Yeah.
The Adirondack County's landscape manual is very... They require a lot of money.
But whatever you take out, you gotta put. You gotta put back.
Yeah, and then these areas here, where you see like this dotted dash, and over here, that's actually reforestation. So that'll even be planted a little more heavily and be protected forever. It goes with the land, so that'll all be planted. But when you, Anne Arundel County's buffer plantings and on-site plantings are pretty extensive.
Where's the road that's gonna be coming out of to the? Oh, on the end.
Yeah,
okay.
It's very close. The existing is right here, so it's just slightly uphill from it coming in. Mm-hmm.
How close is this to the NSA zone?
Here,
so
they're right there.
Oh,
yeah.
Decided.
Which is
odd
because
they
get the notifications and we've not heard from them.
Oh, they're not going.
No,
I'm surprised.
As long as you
don't
go over there,
you think they'd worry about.
Right, but they
know.
They're not
going to
hear from them.
They ain't worried about them.
No, they'll just come out with them.
They'll blast them, and they ain't going to worry about them listening to anything over there. Electronics, they ain't worried about them.
Right.
You would have heard from them if they were.
Yeah. If they were, they would have been here. But
that's true. That is true. We did some work out at National Business Park, which is next to NSA, and our surveyors were out across the street, across 32.
Where?
NSA, where National Business Park is.
National Business Park. Okay.
Yeah, and they found our surveyors in the field and pulled them in and had to find out why they were out there. And it's amazing. Amazing.
You get real close.
So what happens now is like you said, we're still coordinating with the state on this thing, this culvert, but we're resubmitting I know we submitted the site development plan. We're waiting for comments approval. And then in a few weeks, we're going to submit the grading permit for the work.
Okay.
So I don't know. I can't tell you exactly, but the whole thing, I would think, is going to be approved by early fall.
Okay.
Just to give you
an idea.
Again, but we'll probably be coordinating with State Highway that whole time because they're a little slower than, you know, everybody
so
else when it comes to.
So you're talking about connecting to their
sewer.
Then we'll be the ones who can do it.
We will be able to connect.
Yeah.
You got it.
Okay. That's my parents call
it. Put it in writing.
Come
down far enough that we can hook up into it, right?
Right.
From that development.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a development across the street.
And we couldn't touch it. Couldn't let us touch it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The apartment?
Yes.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let us touch it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's why we saw, you know, we're asking you guys, can you bring it down to it? They wouldn't let us touch it at all.
Hmm.
Now, if you're low enough, you don't have to pump it up.
Yeah.
So, like I said, this is just for the modification. So this audio recording will be put up on the county website. It's a long link, but if you just Googled Anne Arundel County Community Meetings,
mm-hmm.
it gives you the calendar, and you can find 1460 Dorsey, and you can find the whole recording will be up there.
Okay.
But I can email you it's a big, long link.
Email to him.
Email, okay. I can do that. So that's really all we're here for. Yeah, I'm sorry to bring you out for such a short thing.
But like you say, once you do your pipe for the drain and stuff, and then your road,
we are giving the state a strip of land. It's not a huge piece because we had fairly big wide away, but we're giving them some right away here.
How about where they're hooking up from the drain and
the storm drains here?
Yeah,
they're all in the state.
Where they went out the other day, I don't know what they were doing.
We're gonna meet with them tomorrow at the church.
Oh, what time?
It's 12:00.
12
in the day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What do you think at night?
No, we ain't meeting them at night.
We retired.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, I don't think they'll meet you. We'll see you at night anyway.
It's 12 o'clock at noon.
We'll sit to public
meeting. Meeting with you again.
Actually, I don't think we have any more formal public meetings, but
yeah.
I'm sure if you wanted to meet, Karen would.
Right. Well, Karen's gone. Karen probably be in touch with us.
So yeah, she said
she anything back there?
No, she told me, once y'all hook up,
mm-hmm.
it's best for me to try to hook up from the church side and come across it from the road down.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she said once they hook up the church,
right.
It's best for me to come from the church across. I don't know. That's what she said. Because I asked for the hookup too.
Yeah,
All right, well thank you guys for coming in.
I appreciate it. We're gonna just conclude now. Thank you.